This is Twit.
Renee Ritchie, you went down to New York.
Yes, sir.
You lucky dog. Because there are new Macintosh computers in the offing.
Right here for you, Laporte.
And you, I know you got space gray. Of course you did.
Yep. 15-inch.
Now, oh, you got the fit. Now, is this a review unit or did you buy this?
Yeah. Okay. No, this is Apple-owned hardware.
Okay. Because I bought one.
I'm still vacillating over. I was so sure. I was so sure when they were talking to me that I was going to go for the 15-inch 4-terabyte. And then I'm like, I saw the price, and I'm like, that 13-inch 2-terabyte looks more than enough computer for me.
I didn't. I couldn't. I did. You know, I bought it for review purposes because they don't. I don't have any clout with Apple, but that's fine. I prefer to, honestly.
Well, I usually get the review unit so I can have it right away, and then I buy one, and I get to sort of figure out which one I'm going to buy.
Turns out you could get it right away if you were didn't do a BTO, a build to order. You could get it and go to the Apple store, but of course I did a BTO. Let's just walk through my thought process. Well, if you're going to get it 15 inches because this is a pro device, right? This is not by any means a consumer device.
An iMac in a bag.
Yeah. So the 15s start at $23.99, but you don't want that one. You want, you know, one with a little more chutzpah.
You want an i9, Leo.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's a good thought. I did want an i9. I was actually, the day before Apple announced this, shopping the ThinkPads for an i9. That's only $300 more. It's not that. The i9, is it a big difference between the i9 and i7, or is it just those 3 little gigahertz?
So, gigahertz. It is and it isn't. Like, the Apple is doing what Apple always does, and they are using the absolute ultra highest spec Intel chips. Now, I asked a lot of people, and no one is. Everyone says, oh, you know, Apple's late, or they're using the same. No, they're not using the same chips as everybody else. They are using, like, the top of the top chips they can possibly get, which are slightly different than the ones that everyone else is already selling. So, if you want that, Leo, like, if you want the Mercedes AK, you want the Mercedes, you want the AKG version of it. And that's what all these
are. I suspect part of the reason they do that is they don't want people to do comparison price shopping.
Well, can do it. It's just this, it's the most expensive possible part that you can comparison shop.
Yeah, I think actually that's what Apple did all around, didn't they? I mean, that's the thing that's. So let's just spec it out.
Yes.
So I got the i9. I did do that. Now, if you notice that the 4-terabyte solid state drive adds $3,200 to the price, you might hesitate. 2 terabytes, well, that's a mere $1,200. And since you were going to get $800 ding for getting the 1 terabyte, might as well just, you know.
So the 4 terabytes are 2 2-terabytes in Scary RAID with a custom controller.
Oh, not good. We don't like Scary RAID. So 2 terabytes is one unit, you think?
Yes. Yeah.
And it's soldered on.
Well, they're chips. Yeah, they're chips. It's just they don't actually make a 4-terabyte version of that.
Important to understand, though, this is not upgradable in any form or fashion.
No.
That's it. You get what you get, and you're stuck with it.
You can sell it and buy a new computer, but you can't change it.
So I got the 2 terabytes. Final Cut Pro, I already have it. Logic Pro, that was it. That's all I could choose. Well, where's my 32 gigs of RAM? Yeah,
that was there too, Leo.
Oh, let's put that in there. This is the first Apple laptop with a capability.
Now, this is DDR4, so it's not as power efficient as the low power DDR3 they're using in the 13-inch, but to compensate for it, they put a slightly bigger battery in, and to compensate for that, they took atoms out of the rest of the computer to keep the same weight.
Yeah, iFixit noticed that the battery's heavier, but the laptop's not. So somehow,
I mean, Apple stated that at the announcement, so they're not hiding it.
iFixit thinks that maybe they shaved down some of the aluminum in the top of the device. In any
event, filled it with helium or something.
So we've got now a i9, 32 gigs, 2 terabytes, $4,699. It's still less than my iMac Pro. How would you think it compares to an iMac Pro, though? I mean,
I joked with them last year. I'm like, I would love an iMacBook Pro. And they sort of looked at me, ha, 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 ha. And then it turns out that if you get this and then you get an eGPU as a docking station and one of those LG 5K monitors, you essentially have, not an iMac Pro because those are Xeon processors, but a pretty, you know, top flight iMac that you can take the bottom part off and travel with.
Well, actually, don't you get better single core performance in the Mac?
You do. You do. So it depends on what workload you want.
Yeah.
If you want, what was it, 18 cores?
Right. I got a 10-core iMac Pro with a lower single clock speed.
Yes.
But it's 4 more cores. But that's a very specific use case. You have to have an application that's going to use.
And it's also like its durability. Like the, everything in the iMac Pro is like it's ECC. It's right. built to be server workstation class.
Alex?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, the biggest problem with most of the MacBooks is that their GPUs are not very good.
Oh, yeah. We didn't see a GPU choice here. That I think because we got the top of the line, we got the upgraded 560X. That is
Intel did not ship a better Intel. So it was so hard for Intel to get Coffee Lake out. They basically didn't do anything with the GPUs this year. And the 13-inch uses the integrated. The 13-inch uses the integrated. Apple couldn't use the integrated for the 15-inch. Apple still can't work with NVIDIA. So they went with AMD.
Plus, they co-developed an external GPU alongside this, didn't they?
They co-developed with Blackmagic, yes. You can get a Blackmagic with the Vega that you get in the iMac Pro.
Yeah, let's look at that Blackmagic eGPU. It's still not a super fast...
I don't quite... I mean, I get the idea of building something, and I'm a big Blackmagic fan, but I didn't understand this one. I looked at it, I was like, well, for most of us that are going to really want this, we're going to want... more
could but you know, like there are other companies that make this is cheap. This is only $700.
It was mostly designed for people who wanted quiet,
and it's right. really a dock too, right? Because it has a bunch of ports.
It's a docking station, and it was designed for developers who would go for an iMac or MacBook Pro, but they don't want the big fan. And you can call them fussy developers if you want, but they just want to plug in their Vive, do their work, and not hear.
That's true. No, I can see supporting a Vive on it on your laptop. I mean, your laptop to this to a Vive actually makes a fair bit of sense if you're developing, if you're doing something for, it really is enough GPU to support a 360 development on the, you know, for on Final Cut and you know, other things like that. So I can see that. That makes more sense. For most of us that want really soup up our computers, you want one that you can put whatever you want in there, continue to upgrade it, and possibly have more than one.
Right. This is a Radeon Pro 580. It's kind of a middle-of-the-road GPU. It's nowhere near a 1080 Ti or anything like that.
The case is really nice.
Can you not get any GPU that will allow you to use other?
You can. And you can even, if you don't mind messing with drivers and stuff, you can try and see if you can get an NVIDIA to run in it. So you can get... Apple said that there's a ton of those options out there, but they did hear from a certain element of developer community who just wanted something quiet. And I remember remarking on that when we did the iMac Pro demos. They had Cinema 4D and a bunch of developers in there, and they would turn on the eGPUs. And man, were they powerful. But all of a sudden, it was fan everywhere.
So if I max out that device by putting in the 4-terabyte drive, we now get it up to $6,700. That's all the way up. That's going to
this
11.
This is not a complaint, just an observation. I have never paid that much for a car.
Yeah, let alone a laptop.
So, I mean, because Apple is Apple, they had a bunch of people there doing demos for us. And one of the people were the director and editor for Despacito. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. The video that's got 6 billion views on
Despacito.
YouTube.
Despacito.
They did not edit it on this computer because it wasn't around then. But as soon as they got it, they put the whole thing on there. And they said that for them, in their business... which the bottleneck is always the performer. Like getting the performer on the phone is the most important thing in the world for them. They could put the entire 5K red video file, no optimized media, no scaled down media, nothing, no proxy media. Could have the whole thing on there. They could edit it. It would render in half the time it took to play. So twice real time. They could send them an iPhone, because that's apparently what everybody does now. They just send you iPhone versions for you to prove. And if they wanted anything changed, they could just re-render one, send it back in 2 minutes, have another change. And their most important thing, more than time, more than money, was not having to deal with external storage, not having to deal with proxy media anymore.
So if you that was the $6,700 option. If you don't do any customization, you can get the 13-inch MacBook Pro without, you know, with a 2.3 gigahertz i5. That's four cores. And it's 8 gigs of RAM, not 32 or 16, and a 256 gig SSD. That's $1,799. So that's the base price. You cannot get any of these without the Touch Bar.
Yes.
That's a given now. They did not...
They're not abandoning the non-Touch Bar one, but they're not talking about it.
They did not update the MacBook Escape, as some people call it, because it has a real escape key. And maybe even more notably, they didn't update any other long overdue updates for the MacBook or the MacBook Air or the Mac Mini. Or even just the iMac. That what Apple has done in the last 2 years is focused on the high-end pro market, the premium market. And it's, Alex, you've said this many times, the pros are not price sensitive.
No, no, these are not. I mean, even about $4,500 is about what I've spent on most of my laptops in the last 10 years. I mean, you know, when you start adding up all the little bits and pieces, because you try to soup it all up to what you need, because you're using that every day, and it, theoretically, it's generating revenue most of the time. So if you're doing this as a business and you are buying the newest thing, you're probably making money at it, and that is generating revenue. And you know, that's the price of a small camera or a lens or anything else. I mean, when it's a tool of the trade, it's just an entirely different calculation. Would I buy one of these for myself just to play with? Like, no, probably not. but for work, it makes sense. I'm still hanging on to my. I travel so much that just the idea of going away from my MagSafe is still holding
well,
me back.
Well, note that Apple did discontinue the 15-inch 2015 MacBook Pro. That is
which is what I have now. It's not like I'm upgrading.
Yeah, it's what I have too. That's what I'm replacing. Right. And I'm hoping. So there are. It isn't just the Touch Bar. It's the Touch Bar with a new T2 chip, the same one in the Mac iMac Pro. So that means Hey Siri works. You don't have to press a button.
It uses a coprocessor for Hey Siri.
Is there anything else that the T2 is adding?
Sorry, Siri decided to answer me. The T2, so the T2 gives you the same functionality that you have in the iMac Pro, which is secure boot, real-time encryption, and it basically consolidates all the controllers. So instead of having discrete controllers for a lot of the different components, all those controllers are now in the T2, which is, I think, essentially like an A8 or A9 hybrid.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, like, privately on Twitter, but I may as well do it now. I've been trying... Have they upgraded the microphone array at all to support Hey Siri, or is it still the same sort of like chat microphone sort of situation?
They have not. They said that the microphone system from FaceTime was capable of doing what they needed for Hey Siri. For Siri.
Yes, that's it. Sorry. Yeah, that one bothers me. I think that the next whenever they redesign the next MacBooks, I think they need to put in omnidirectional microphones, because Siri is useful to you when you're not like right directly in front of the screen. If you're right in front of the screen, why not just type? Why not just use your keyboard to do that? So nice move, though.
No, I asked them about that right away, because I also wanted them to have fancy new mics in there, because they have that whole audio system team. And I just want them to do everything now.
I was kind of surprised that they didn't start adding stuff like depth sensors into the into this for Face ID and so on and so forth. You know,
the
to kind of incorporate
next,
all of that. The iPad does that. Sorry?
Yeah. The iPad is getting them next. So they're going to get all the iPad stuff next, and then they're going
to... It just seems like when you're updating this, it would be the time to do it. But of course...
But that makes sense. We see this big gap where how much retooling would they have to do to the MacBook Pro line in order to accommodate all this stuff, not only in the front bezel, but also underneath the keyboard. And given that they did a huge and not entirely successful, maybe, Rev a couple of years ago, that's not on... I'm more curious to see what happens when they decide to make the consumer iMacs and the consumer MacBooks, which I believe are going to be pretty damn different from what we're seeing right now, that if they're basically they're making this part of the first wave of real next generation Macs with more of these iOS hardware features, not just software features.
But it's not a redesign in the sense that the hardware, the outsides are designed differently at all, right?
No.
It's a spec bump.
I'd be happy if they did that, but no.